Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Excited to come on here today. And we are broadcasting live in two groups right now. We are in the Pinnacle group. So hello, my awesome Pinnacle community. And also in the CEO group of the Scale or Fail, our new group here. So I hope you all are doing awesome. And please chime in and tell me where you are listening from. And I'm checking out the on my other computer over here, your comments, so I can see that you are there. And I'm trying to find the broadcast over here. So today I'm going to be talking about scaling and how to scale your business in 2021. And we're going to talk about all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to talk about building your team. We're going to talk about taking leaps. We're going to talk about strategy instead of tactics. And we're going to talk about replacing yourself. And I'm just going to kind of, you know, share with you what I feel are the most important components as you dive into this new year that you really want to pay attention to, because it's so easy to just say, oh, I'm just going to do better. I'm just going to work harder. I'm just going to be more focused. But you're carrying the same habits and the same you forward. And so that might work for 25 days or so. And then it's very easy to get stuck in the same rut, the same habits of sabotage that hold you back. And I don't want to see that happen, because 2021 is a whole new year and we're very excited about that. There's so much to be grateful for, and that's really what I focus on. So let's see. Let me just look here and see if you can just say hi on there for me. And let me just pull up the broadcast, and I might have to refresh my page here a second. But let me know if you are excited about, there it is. If you are excited about 2021, and if you could just put in the comments, just say hi, let me know your name. And for those of you in the Pinnacle community that are watching, of course, I know who you are. So if you can just say hi on there, that would be awesome. And so as we head into 2021, this is the, hi, Inez. Great to have you here. This is the perfect time. We have about a week and a half before the new year. And this is the perfect time, as things begin to quiet down a little bit, that you can find some space and find some space in nature and pull out a big pad of paper and start just stream of consciousness, writing out what it is that you want for 2021. And, you know, it's the power of intention. It's one thing to think about it, but it is another thing to be super focused on it and put that intention, that energy towards that forward movement that's going to get you to making that big picture vision a reality. And so what I mean by that is, and this is the top of scale, the scale up method is strategic vision, cash flow, alliance of the team, leadership, and execution. Those five pillars: strategic vision, cash flow, alliance of the team, leadership, and execution. Memorize that, because you always want to be looking at, okay, where amongst those five pillars, where am I strong? Where am I weak? What do I need to focus on? But always making sure that you're checking in. I'm talking about the S right now. This is the strategic vision. Where are you headed? What is it that you want to create? If you don't know that, then it's, you know, the chances that that you're going to get to where you want to go are pretty slim. And it doesn't mean that you have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know all the steps. It really is getting clear on what it is you want and then finding the who to help you make that happen. You don't have to be the expert at all of those things. So I highly recommend is finding a few hours minimally, if you could have a half day to yourself. And I mean, not on social media, really unplug and allow yourself to dream. This is what I did. I just got back from Mexico. My husband, Mike, and I spent 9 days in Zihuatanejo, and there's not a lot of people there. So we spent a lot of time just being by the ocean and just sort of really taking it in. And that was intentional for me to just be and connect to the earth, connect to the beach, and really open my mind. And because I did that, because I gave that gift to myself, and you don't have to go to Mexico to do this, but I really allowed myself to have that creativity. On the last day of the trip, I came up with this super exciting idea, and I've already sketched out how I want this to unfold. And it's something that I was thinking about doing in the next couple of years, but now I want it out and implemented by March. So, oftentimes we say, I'm too busy to give myself time to create that vision. But that vision, and you're the business owner, you're the leader of the vision, that's the thing that is going to, the tactics are going to get you like this. The vision is going to get you like this. So you have to stop, doesn't mean you stop your implementing things in your company, but you got to give yourself windows of time so that you're working. That is a perfect example of working on the business instead of in the business. So for those of you that are just joining us, we are talking about scaling your business in 2021. And what needs to happen there. And so I would love to hear from some of you that are joining us and those of you that are in Pinnacle as well. I'm trying to get on the in the group in here and see. Is this airing in Pinnacle, Keith, in the Pinnacle page? Can you just check that out for me? Because I'm not seeing that actually happening. So it just says going live soon. So I don't know if it actually is. If you could check that out, that would be great. So strategic vision. Then cash flow. Cash flow is the oxygen of your business. And so if whatever it is that you want to create, you've got to figure out how, going to be the return of that coming in. So there has to be a financial plan behind that as well. And so as you're developing these new products or services, making sure that you're going to have a decent enough margin in it. And, you may not, be recurring revenue right away. One of the things that we talk about in Pinnacle as you're developing scale strategies, I mean, you all have pretty solid businesses because you're in this group, but you can add other revenue streams on that are going to be bringing cash in on a regular basis. And you always want to be thinking about on your cash flow is that you want to, how do you take the same time, energy, and money, and go from the one-to-one to the one-to-many, because scaling is all about multiplying. It's like there's the trunk of the tree is the base of your business, right? Your core business. And so, for instance, let's say you have a staffing business, that's your core business, and you are recruiting. But then let's say you add a branch on and it is virtual meetings, and then another branch on and you have a subscription program on research. And, what are all the updates and legalities going on with things like COVID? It's like, how do you take that base and then start multiplying? Doesn't mean you need a ton of other revenue streams, like maybe one or two, and you are able to really focus and dive into that. And then that leads us in to the next part of scaling, which is all about building the team. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit as we get into 2021. And I want to talk about today also mindset, which is critical. So, but before I go further, I would love to know what are some questions that you have? And let me just see here. We've got Matt on here. Hey, Matt, how's it going? And for those of you that are listening, I would love to know, what is your business and what are you most excited about 2021? What is your business and what are you most excited about in 2021? And so what I did when I was in Mexico is I got really clear. My husband and I both did. We got really clear on our objectives for 2021. What is it that we want to improve on? And what are some things that we want to do for the team? And who are the people that, you know, what are the positions that we want to hire for? You're not going to hire everybody that you want all at once, but maybe you know, oh, I need three key positions in 2021, and we're going to hire one in Q1, one in Q3, and one in Q4, you know, something like that. So having that strategic vision is so powerful. And I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, but I am, my team and I are leading an event in 2021. It will be your first event of the year. It is February 4th to the 6th. It's called Level Up Live. It is our 10th year leading this event. When I had my first Level Up Live, the thought that I would be doing this event 10 years later blows my mind. And you will leave the event with the actual plan. Like, I'm kind of talking little bits and pieces of it right now, but you will have the actual plan for your business. And not to mention, you'll be incredibly inspired, but we're actually not just going to inspire you. We're going to give you the steps to follow. So that is Level Up Live. And let's have the team just put that link in the comments here. It's leveluplive.event.com. Hurry up and grab, reserve your seat. This is for high level business owners, which you all are. And having businesses at least in the mid six figures in your business, well into the eight and nine figures in your business. So we are talking about scaling for 2021 today. So we're talking about strategic vision, getting clear on where you want to go. We're talking about cash flow and really focused on sales. I mean, let's be honest with yourself. How much time do you really focus on sales? How many conversations are you having? And if you have a sales team, what are you doing to drive the growth of the team? How much time are you spending with the sales team and training them? How often are they listening to recordings of you having those conversations? How often, I mean, do you have clear benchmarks of your goals for them so that they have targets that they're working for? So that's cash flow is really becoming a revenue focused company. You need to be bringing in cash in your business. And every time you make a sale, you are helping someone. You are making a difference. And so this is awesome. And then how can you empower your team to step up and be a part of that? How can you shift from being that boss to being the leader to empower your team to start saying, hey, how can we improve profits? You know, oh, I've got this great revenue idea. Instead of poo-pooing them, actually really listen. Doesn't mean you have to do all of their ideas, but you would be surprised that your team might actually have better ideas than you. It happens for me all of the time. So that is the alliance of the team. And the next piece is leadership. And leadership is all about you. And what is in the middle of between you and where you are and where you want to go. And that's you. That, let's be honest, what is between you and where you want to go? It is you. It is you. Because it's been me. Usually when something isn't happening, it is my own crap that is in the way. And this is where we have to be working on ourselves all the time. But you know what? That is the best part, because you are just stepping into your leadership, your own empowerment. And what's the point for us being on here on this earth if we're not always leveling up to that next desire, leveling up to that new level of expansion. And I want to read something. I kind of like doing this in my book. So I wrote this book, and you can see it here. It's called Scale or Fail. And, you know, it's so interesting. If any of you have written a book, you will relate to this. When you're writing a book, and maybe your goal in 2021, I had to think for a second, what year is it? When you are writing a book or you're developing something, you get so immersed in it. Like it's like you're breathing, like you're living it. And then when I go back and read it and I go, oh my God, I forgot that I said that. It's actually like, I like that. So I'm going to share something with you right now that is from the book. It's on page 198, and it is the last chapter of the book, which is about money and mindset. Because when you are going to take those leaps, it is the mindset. It's the thing that's going to get you up when you get knocked down. It is the thing that's going to make you resilient during a pandemic, and that you are going to be pivoting and acting immediately, even though you don't know what the hell you're doing, okay? That is mindset. Mindset is that you are not tapping into negativity, that you're not going down the rabbit hole of all of these conspiracy theories and things like that, whatever it is you believe. Like, that's to each his own, but I really don't want to spend my time there. I'm not here on this earth to detract. I'm here to expand. I'm here to make a difference. And if I get sucked into negativity, then, you know, I could just completely waste my day or my month. And to me, that would be the biggest loss. So let me read this to you. Never forget this. Living your truth and expressing what really matters to you in this world is an absolute blessing. You could play it safe, live a mediocre life, and never allow your dreams to play out. Or you can realize you have one life. So why wouldn't you want to live it to the fullest, to be able to have the freedom of choice to take an idea and turn it into a product or service that solves someone's pain or longing? Requires deep dedication, and it requires sacrifice, it requires commitment, it requires passion. So those who truly believe in you and understand the importance of going after your dreams, will hang in there during those challenging growth times. And the monetary payoff in that sense of accomplishment that you did it, despite all the odds, are going to be worth every moment of uneasiness or fear along the way. Your success relies on your ability to own your self-confidence, persistence, and resilience, no matter what is thrown at you at any given day. And, you know, if you are running a business, let me tell you, crap is thrown at you all the time, you know? And it is, you have to have the ability to take those lemons and turn them into lemonade. And, you know, all of you have that capacity. And hey, the year that we have just gotten through, I think that you need to have a you celebrating you party, that you freaking did it. You have the history to know that you've gotten through a challenging year and you're here. And we have an opportunity to create a brand new slate. And I don't know about you, but I am super excited about 2021. This whole situation going on in the world has pushed us faster in our technology and in our capacity, you know, but that is what life is all about. It is that growth. And I honestly, I'm kind of weird about those kinds of things because I get really high on that kind of stuff. That's why I feel blessed to be able to do what I want to do. So if there are things that you spent your time on this year and you're like, you know, this isn't leveling me up. You know, this isn't filling me up. This isn't making a difference for our customers. You know, this is a waste of my time or whatever. Then stop doing it and bring other people on and let them do it. You know, there are a lot of people out there that would love the opportunity to do those things, and stop allowing the yes, but I can't afford it, all that crap, because it is every time you say it, you will make it true. So it's time for a new story, people. And for those of you that have heard me say that year after year, then it's, you know, it's so easy to get sucked into that old story. So we have to have those constant reminders. I'm always having those constant reminders. And so everything that I'm sharing with you, I'm doing on a regular basis. This is not something that I'm just shouting off the rooftops and I haven't done it. I've lived it. I've been in the trenches. I know what it's like. I know what it's like not to scale. I know what it's like trying to do everything on my own. And it's exhausting. It destroys marriages. It destroys health. And it doesn't need to be that way. Learn how to scale. Learn how to build a team-managed company that is passionate and excited about what you're all creating together. Learn how to scale your revenue streams beyond you, but you don't have to do it. Get the support, invest in yourself. It is worth it, because at the end of the day, you're going to look back at your life and go, why didn't I do this? You know, and at that point, it doesn't matter what's in your bank account. So you might, you know, like, put it to work while you're here and give your dreams a chance. Give your dreams a chance for 2021. So I'm all about stretching people. And, you know, if you tell me that you want to make another 500,000 next year, I'll say, great. What about 1 million? If you tell me you want to make another 1 million next year, I'll say, okay, great. What about 3 million? I'm always going to stretch you. And it's not about the money. That's just a metric. That's just like that's like measuring. That's, you know, help you to get to that level. And if you don't get there, it doesn't mean you failed. You're just stretching yourself. You're learning along the way what works, what doesn't, what you're going to add on to, what you're going to drop. Okay. And you're always being the detective. You're the detective in your life. You're always looking for that missing puzzle piece. You're always trying to figure it out. That's what we do with our team. We're always looking for new solutions to make things easier, more lucrative, more fun. That's, you know, the elf. Joe Polish talks about the being living like elf, easy, lucrative, and fun. So that's where I will leave you all with today, is take the time over the holiday and build out that strategic plan and reserve your seat. This is your assignment. I want you to go to leveluplive.com. Those of you in Pinnacle, you already get a seat from us. But those of you that are not, go to leveluplive.com, invite your friends, your business owner friends. And this is not for startups. This is not an event for startups. This is for those of you that are in the mid six figures minimally or well into the 7-8 figures. We are going to build your plan for 2021. We're going to dive deeply in every single area of your business. We're going to dive into how to multiply the growth in 2021. And you know what? Yes, we got the rug pulled out from under us in 2020, but we're playing a new game in 2021, and I feel more resilient and more adaptable and more excited than ever, and I want to help support you. So go ahead, leveluplive.com. Keith, if you could put that link in there, that would be great. And I'll be back on here and so forth. I hope you're enjoying the group. We're excited to connect with you all. If you have questions about anything that I shared today, then put the question in the comments. There are no silly questions. I will answer these questions for you because I want to see you soar in 2021. I want to see you soar. All right. It's time to fly. All right. This has been so fun. And have a merry, merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday. Have a happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, do that. Spend time with your loved ones, or just have some downtime with yourself or with your animals. Enjoy, and then start just designing that new vision. Let's start anew, like clean slate. How exciting is that? All right. Thanks, Anne Marie. Thank you all for being part of this today. And we come on here on a weekly basis. I'm on here doing either an interview or coming to share something with you on Wednesdays at this time. And also, my team, who are with Pinnacle Global Network, that is our private mentoring and mastermind. Our team of mentors, we have 14 mentors now, and they've all built very successful companies. They come on here on Thursdays, and they interview one another. And Keith, do we have somebody coming on Thursday? I can't remember. We might not this week because of the holidays, but they interview one another. So just scroll down the page and you'll be able to find some of those interviews. They are freaking brilliant. My team is so smart, and they've been talking about revenue streams. I think Gina and Jim Belitis just did one on sales. Such great information. Even if you just take one idea or one way that you look at things differently, it can have a massive impact. And don't forget to reserve your seat at this high-level virtual event. We'll be broadcasting live all over the world. We have people coming in from all over, and you're going to leave with a rock-solid plan for 2021. All right? So have a fantastic holiday, everybody. Sending you so much love. See you later.